He is a general manager of Toronto FC. He is a champion. Tim Bezpachenko, we say good morning, sir.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We're really good. Do you know where all your players are right now? And are they all present and accounted for? Are any overseas? Are any in a holding tank? Are they all okay?
I think they're all accounted for. There was definitely one point after the parade, though, when we had our event where I looked around and I got our staff together and I said, hey, let's make sure we track all these, put a GPS thing on their leg. let's not make any bad decisions here.
Yeah.
When Altidore finally scores in the second half, are you like, oh, I can't imagine the release of, because this is not just one game's worth of release. This is the year before and dominating a game in which the other team didn't get a shot and you don't win a championship. You have to go through a whole season where you're the best team and it could still go down the same way. So I can't imagine your mindset when the ball goes in the net right there.
Yeah, 100% release. I mean, you said it. I mean, this has been sort of bottled up inside of all of us and certainly the players for, 364 days at that point. And it was really, given what happened last year, I think all the players felt like they had to make things right. And, soccer is a funny sport, as we know, where there's not a lot of scoring. The best team compared to other sports doesn't always win. You don't have repeated events like shooting, in basketball or even hockey with all the shots. So if you can't score, there's a good chance the other team can just kind of sit back and absorb the pressure and then take it to PKs, which is what they did last year. So for us to come out the way we did and really pound them in the first half, and Fry was making some good saves, Stefan Fry, former TFC player, again, you just had this feeling that something was going to give. I really felt like this. It felt different than last year because our guys were playing really well. I think it was our best game of the year. Everyone was stepped up their level, and so when Josie scored, it was, I think everyone knew at that point that we were going to win.
Yeah, it was a utter elation throughout the city and throughout that stadium, no question. Now, some of the only downside you'd probably say, Tim, in the last 72 hours was, boy, they don't waste much time with the expansion draft. They don't give you a week, and it happens in the NBA and NHL too. You got to protect 11 players. You lost Raheem Edwards. That stinks. How would you assess what your great concerns were about who you had to leave on? I mean, some really familiar names. Obviously, Benoit had the goal last year. Drew Moore, Betisher. There were a lot of guys that were exposed.
Yeah. It's really unfortunate. Mm-hmm. I don't know if we can work with our players union to bump it back in the league, to bump it back a couple of days. But yeah, it happens for all the teams. Seattle has to do. We had to do it last year when we lost. Seattle had to do it this year. All the other teams have sort of released their names in terms of whose contracts were picked up. But it used to be December 1 until the league, the playoffs went further into December. And so now everyone's kind of holding out, waiting for the MLS Cup finalists to finish. And then you have the expansion draft 2 days later. So Greg and I were in the office on Sunday morning, by 10 a.m. We're sort of finalizing our list. And that was a painful process, as you can imagine, after what was not an early evening on Saturday. But Raheem Edwards, look, it's a big loss. I mean, you're going to lose players. We knew that the teams, talking to other GMs, talking to all the teams, they like our players. They like winners. They like champions. They like the culture that we've set. And so we knew we were going to lose a player. Betisher, Hernandez, and Drew Moore are free agents. And so it would sort of be a wasted pick if LAFC were to pick them, because they could effectively turn around and just choose Toronto, which is something I think that they would do. We're negotiating with those guys right now. So, then there's other guys, between, you have Zavaleta, Haglund, Osorio, Ricketts, Raheem. You have so many players that deserve to be protected and to stay here and enjoy this team, but we just can't do that with the whole process. That's the way it is.
And it's rather unfortunate, because this team, the one that just won the championship, your business is not done. The draw for CONCACAF Champions League is coming up next week. And I would imagine, this is a team that won a championship. That's a team you want to go forward with in the next stage.
Yeah, we want to keep this team together. We're not overhauling anything. We have one trophy case that's still empty at our training ground. And so we think that we have a roster that, unlike a lot of other teams in MLS in the past, where it would sort of be an underdog to win it, we think we have a good chance. Obviously, the Mexican teams are playing very well, and their rosters are significantly a higher value than ours. But, you know, everyone knows the quality we have on our roster, so we think we can do damage. We have about, what, 37, 38 days till preseason starts. It's incredible how short this is.
Now, LAFC is coached by the legendary Bob Bradley, who was just with Swansea. I mean, I don't follow it very closely, but I feel like his son plays. So Michael's not going to, I'm really close with my dad, but I don't want to work for him. We've got to keep that relationship a little distant, right? You don't want him demanding a trade there, do you?
No, I mean, look, he worked for him. He did coach him on the U.S.
Yes.
And frankly, he did draft him, I think. For the Metro Stars back in 2003 or 2004. So they do have a history, but Michael loves Toronto. We haven't had one conversation whatsoever, even a hint or a wink or anything whatsoever about him going to LA. I think they want to separate that for now. I think, you know, Michael is leading our team and he wants to continue to make history. It's the first thing he said to me. We had a nice embrace after the match, and he said, "We're not done yet. We have so much more to do," and that's the type of character Percy is.
Did you give yourself a moment of reflection upon getting the job, watching, you know, seeing what the culture was like here? I mean, you have incredibly passionate supporters, but I'd be lying if I said I haven't sat in those stands some of those years, and especially around the time before you came and before Greg became the coach, and you literally had fans spending tons of money, buying all the merchandise, loving the team and loving the atmosphere, but they'd leave the ground saying, "It's never going to happen here." Like, there was that air about it. Have you reflected on that at all and going, "God, we, you know, they saw something they started to doubt they'd ever see." They really did.
I've had 4 years to absorb all the pain and suffering that people have. I mean, you talk to the fans, right? We have the greatest fans in MLS because they've gone through so much pain. And that just makes it all the sweeter once we won. But yeah, I've taken a few moments just because I have staff that, you know, my assistant GM Corey Ray was an intern, and he's one of the few that have been here since day one. And so I've taken a few moments with them. We went out to eat the other night with our staff that was here when I first came in. We ended up changing the coaches. And so we went some really difficult times, even after we started acquiring, you know, the designated players and you have to, You got to absorb it. You got to reflect on it. And now we're going to move forward and focus on what's next, which is, getting through this draft week. We have the waiver draft today, a reentry draft on Friday, and then obviously into the offseason with free agency.
He's a general manager of the champion Toronto FC, Tim Bezbachenko. We thank you, Toronto fans. Thank you for the entertainment and the championship. And good luck moving forward. There's more business. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys. It's been a great week, and really want to thank the city for all they've done for us. So thanks for having me.